But, William, I'd feel a lot better if you'd hire a bodyguard, at least until you know your way around. We'd gone all around that last night. Being an official trained killer, I thought I was tougher than any clown I might hire for the job. I'll check into it, Mother. Don't worry, I'm not even going downtown today, just into Hyattsville. That's just as bad. When the elevator came, it was already occupied. He looked at me blandly as I got in, a man a little older than me, clean-shaven and well-dressed. He stepped back to let me at the row of buttons. I punched 47, and then, realizing his motive might not have been politeness, turned to see him struggling to get in a metal pipe stuck in his waistband. It had been hidden by his cape. "Come on, fella," I said, reaching for a non-existent weapon. "You want to get caulked?" He had the pipe free, but let it hang loosely at his side. "Caulked?" "Killed. Army term." I took one step toward him, trying to remember. Kick, just under the knee, then either groin or kidney. I decided on the groin. "No." He put the pipe back in his waistband. "I don't want to get caulked." The door opened at 47, and I backed out. The gun shop was all bright white plastic and gleamy black metal. A little bald man bobbed over to wait on me. He had a pistol and a shoulder rig.
"And a fine morning to you, sir,"
he said, and giggled.
"What will it be today?"
"Lightweight pocket laser," I said. "Carbon dioxide." He looked at me quizzically and then brightened.
"Coming right up, sir."
Giggle.
"Special today. I throw in a handful of tachyon grenades."
"Fine. They'd be handy." He looked at me expectantly.
"So, what's the popper?"
"Huh?"
"The punch, man. You set me up, now knock me down. Laser."
He giggled. I was beginning to understand. "You mean I can't buy a laser?"
"Of course not, sweetie,"
he said and sobered.
"You didn't know that?"
"I've been out of the country for a long time."
"The world, you mean? You've been out of the world a long time."
He put his left hand on a chubby hip in a gesture that incidentally made his gun easier to get. He scratched the center of his chest.